This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, what say we do a show tonight? Yes, if you're listening on the East Coast, it is nighttime. If you're on the West Coast, it's just mid-afternoon. And we're welcoming you from all over planet Earth. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. We're going outside the box with Ty Bollinger tonight. Can you believe it? It's that time of the week already again. And yes, we will be fraught with controversy as we tackle the health issue that is a health issue, not public health, an individual health issue that unfortunately led to disastrous consequences for the health and lives of those 17 individuals who were shot and killed. Last week in Parkland, Florida. Mm-hmm. We've got to continue our discussion of that. By the way, Jonathan Emord put out a YouTube little statement about psychiatric psychotropic drugs and drug shooting, and Mike Adams, the health ranger, blasted that out today as well. I'm grateful for that. Folks, we got to keep a cool, calm, rational head about the disasters that have occurred since Columbine and before and how they do indeed relate to what? Not firearms necessarily. Those are just tools that could have been axes and knives or whatever. But the psychotropic drugs that are reducing people to programmable robots.
Yeah. Can I piss some people off real quick just for fun?
Well, Super Don, yes, you can.
May I please?
Yes. Mother may I.
Just before I went on the air, I noticed that there's all these stories popping up of kids that are walking out of class to protest for gun control. And, I mean, I'm seeing reports of schools in, like, Arizona and Maryland and, you know, places that, you know, are not, you know, anywhere close to what happened in Florida. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know what, I suppose I could be wrong, but I'll bet $10 that... about 1% of those kids might have some kind of educated opinion on the situation and honestly believe in gun control. About 99% of those are going, hey, guess what? We can get out of class.
Yeah,
yeah. Gun control, yay! And they're all marching around in the street so they can get out of class. Come on, go back to class, you guys. Come on. Quit taking advantage of a situation just to be able to play hooky. Okay,
yeah, now, all right, good job. Well, the Parkland school... Probably those people being so directly close to it may have been a little less of that. But, yeah, I agree if we had an opportunity to leave class. But I don't know that they necessarily have, just because they're 16, 17, maybe even 18 if they're a senior, really informed, educated constitutional basis for what they're going to claim we need to do in terms of gun control. But we'll hesitate and hold off on that till next hour with Ty Bollinger. I believe that'll be the case because DMV is going to want to chime in on that. And we'll do it. I will say this briefly. I watched a little bit of the Donald Trump listening group, and I think it really kind of destroys the image that the leftists have of him, of someone who's like dictatorial, egomaniacal. He sat and he listened, even to people who were calling for that gun control. He just listened and allowed people, and I think that's, to me, that's very presidential at that point, to allow this to happen and then you know, move on from there. So
And we see that a lot, right? You know, where there's this thing that's put out there, this idea of who he is and how he is. But when you actually see him in action, it's a completely different situation.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like I said, one of my dearest of friends, like an adopted mom to me, worked with him for many years, side by side on many projects. So a different perspective we share sometimes here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This doesn't mean I'm a sycophant to any politician. Even Ron Paul, as much as I supported Ron Paul, it wasn't a blind allegiance to the man. It's talking principles where we agreed in principle on these things, and many things, in fact, we did. That's what we look at in terms of Donald Trump and his actions, where they align with the principles that we hold dear and near to our hearts. We're going to go, yeah, where they are not, we point that out. There's intellectual integrity here, honesty about how we are perceiving the world, and listen, we're not going to yell and scream if you don't agree with us, but if you're going to yell and scream at us because we disagree with you, there's not a lot more to talk about. So we're going to continue on with the show now and go to something we like to do from time to time because it relates to diet, eating. We like to eat. Super Don, you like to eat, right? We've been known to eat a thing or two.
Yes.
I remember when you, I think you did a show at one of the farm-to-table places in like Ashland, Oregon once or something, weren't you?
Were you drinking
heavily at that one?
I didn't drink heavily. I did an
organic beer, right?
Beer tasting. But,
I remember that was cool. Listen, I've done that before, but I have this much because that much I'm already a little schnockered because that's just the lightweight kind of guy I am. But the idea of weight loss, right? We could probably make a killing if we did a show just on weight loss, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Of course, talk about shooting. I might shoot myself. Just kidding. I wouldn't. But you know, if I had to do a show on weight loss all the time, I'd drive me bonkers because weight is not the problem. It's not the issue here. It's about toxicity. And I've argued differently than most. Now, my good buddy, who will remain nameless at this moment, who is a medical doctor, I remember, you know, having discussions with him early on before he switched over to understand the things we do now, coming out of med school and being programmed to believe the lies of the medical school teaching. And when it comes to diet, it was, you know, eat three square meals, burn more calories than you put in. Doesn't matter what the calories are. It's about calories in, the math, and the calories out. Always been about that. And this is true about the weight loss industry, the government, the CDC, the FDA. It's all about counting calories. Well, what if I told you that they're wrong? And what if I told you that all these years I've been talking about what it really is, I'm actually right about and vindicated once again? This is for Daniel, our sometimes board op at GCN.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so.
Maybe Daniel just doesn't like country music. Is that a possibility?
That could be. I'm not a fan myself, but
we're not big country music people here. But what the heck? No. It's a funny thing. But again, don't take it too seriously. We like to play with this from time to time. Of course, Super Don says as often as I'm right, we'd have to play that all of the time. Again,
we can just change the name of the show. This is the I Told You Show.
The I Told You
Show. The I Told You Show. There you go.
I like it. Anyway, you know me, big ego, pretentious. That's what we're all about here. And, of course, all the times I was on to Jerry Doyle's show, he loved to talk about weight loss issues and, you know, that famous time. If you want to, you know, lose weight, eat more fat, right? And it's like, what? Are you kidding? No, but that's true. It's true to then. It's true today. Now, here's another study. Another series of studies are finally coming on board with what we've been talking about. This one's in the Journal of the American Medical Association, though. High-end journal, right? And, you know, as we've talked about, it's not about the calorie count. It's about the quality of what goes into you. It's about real food versus fake food. Real news versus fake news, right? Empty calories versus calories rich with nutrition, minerals, right? All the things we need. The key to weight loss is diet quality, not quantity, a new study finds. This is in the New York Times. They're actually, how do I boil this down? It basically is like, what have I been saying for years? You eat high quality foods. They are nutrient dense. You don't have to count calories. And you'll find yourself losing weight if that's what you're targeting to do. But in fact, if you're gaining muscle, it isn't about the weight. What you're going to lose are the metabolic wastes that have accumulated or the environmental toxins that have accumulated because you've been eating processed junk, parading, masquerading as food. Now, the Weight Watchers of the world, any number of, I don't know all of the names of these weight loss clubs where they provide to you food that is low in calories.
Nutrisystem.
Yeah, they're probably going to fight against this. They're probably going to lobby. You know, how dare somebody like the Journal of the American Medical Association come out with this outrageous claim that it's not the calories, it's the quality, right? But in fact, they did. They put people on whole food type diets. Some were low in fat, but mostly were low in carbohydrates. And in fact, the low they all lost weight. All the groups lost weight, but the low carbohydrate ones actually lost more weight than the low fat ones. Because I said, it isn't about fat as much as the quality of the fat. Just as I said, what about the calories? It's not the calories, it's what's in the calories. But isn't that just one calorie equals one calorie equals one? No, what does that calorie come in with? Vitamins, minerals, trace minerals? Or is it devoid of that and only empty calories in the carbohydrate realm? And that facilitates what? Aberrant metabolism, weight gain. Fatty liver, lack of ability to detoxify efficiently because you no longer have the minerals that are used in the manufacturing of so many things, including enzymes, hormones, etc. The fat that's critical for that as well to keep you young and vital. So the roadmap to reducing obesity in the United States is to stop counting calories. How's that? Super D, I know what I know, and I've said it, and I've said it, and I've said it, to see it in the New York Times and the JAMA Journal, is it just one of those moments where Jerry Doyle says, Robert, what are you going to do now? It's time to retire.
You know, Robert, the thing that bothers me about stories like this, and, you know, at first when you brought this up, you're right, this morning we're like, hey, you know, what do you think? At first I was kind of like, nah. You know, it's like how many times are we going to cover another scientific study that has proven that water is wet? You know, we have been talking about this. It's been proven over and over and over. Hey, guess what? If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. Isn't this what our parents and our grandparents and their parents, everybody's known this. This is nothing new. I mean, it's great that you're getting, I guess you could call it vindication, but how many times do you have to be vindicated before you're vindicated, right?
Yeah. And listen, for me, it's just silly fun because I don't care that it's about me. It's not about me. It's just we play with it
that. It's common sense. I mean, I can remember. Here's an example. Okay. Mm-hmm. My kids used to watch a TV show with this big purple dinosaur on it.
Oh, you're right.
Now listen, if science is going to sit here and brag about the fact we've just discovered eating healthy helps you lose weight, listen, look at what Barney was saying years ago.
All right, keep it real low on the board. Just a 5-second clip from Barney the Dinosaur. Remember that show? He even knew.
Everyone in the whole world needs to eat healthy foods. I do.
Oh, sure.
There you go.
Sure.
Barney knew.
There you go.
Yeah. For sure. Barney knew. Now you know. Now we can retire the I told you so theme. Daniel's going to be cheering at GCN right now. Comment of the day coming up after the break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsvreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, what are y'all thinking about? We love to know. Occasionally you actually let us in on what you're thinking about, which is really nice. And then we get to respond accordingly, if there is something to respond to. And usually with a comment of the day, we just kind of nod and go, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Oh.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, this comment of the day is coming from Roy. Hey, Roy. He says, hey, Robert, I recently had a couple of cuts on my fingers that were stubbornly taking many weeks to heal. So after hearing you recommend the healing properties of Sovereign Silver Hydrosol, I finally bought some for the first time last week. Roy, what took you so long? How long have I been saying this? It's like some people don't, they hear it, but they're like, oh, wait, I got cuts on my fingers. I heard, Robert said something about that. Okay, that's fine. Not complaining, Roy. Seriously, not complaining. I used it, he says, and in 2 days, the cuts were healed.
Oh.
Two. Count them two. The cuts were healed. I also noticed in watching your show last night that you sprayed the product directly into your eyes. Right? I did that, didn't I? Wait, let me try this again. Yes, I do this to show you what not to do. Don't do that. Are you kidding me? Do you see how dangerous that was? I just sprayed it in my eyes. And I can see clearer. I can see clearly now.
Clearly
the silver's in my
silver's.
He asked, so is it okay to do that too?
Yep.
Roy, that's a moment of duh. if I just did it and I'm still alive and I can see, it's okay to do it. I think the one thing I will point out about spraying silver hydrosol in your eyes is that if you have a bacterial infection in them or in one of them, that eye that is infected will sting like the dickens. It will stay like, ah, what is that? The same stuff. And this eye, happy and healthy, this eye stings. Why? What's the difference? The ions interacting, the silver ions interacting with the bacterial life forms that have made a home in your eye. Not a pleasant place to be for your eye to have. These are house guests your eye does not want nor need. And so the silver is like shooing them away, but it does so in a very violent manner. I'm just going to say this. It's a violent manner. And I'm not a violent guy, but I can't help it. This is what silver ions do. They will disrupt the membrane integrity of that bacterial cell or the cell, the colonies. And they will rupture, those cells will rupture, and they're going to dump potassium out of their cells, their cytoplasm, whatever you want to call it. It's potassium, a lot of potassium. Potassium is what causes the stinging sensation. So, Roy, if you do this, don't complain to me. It stings if you have a bacterial infection. If you do not, you're going to go, hey, it's cool. It's awesome. It feels great, just like I said. But the good news is, if you do have a pink eye, conjunctivitis, and you did that, and you repeated and repeated and repeated, you could probably knock it out in 24 hours or less. I've done it. I've helped others to do it. When I first did it with my daughter, it was 13 years ago now, almost 13 years ago. And I was just in the early phases of beginning to trust what the silver was and what it could do. And so I only gave it to her every few hours, not too often. I was a little nervous, just like we all are when we encounter something new. We're not sure. And it took, I think, my memory serves, 2.5 days. Knowing what I know now, spray, 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 and knock it out the same day. That's where I'd go. So anyway, Roy says, thanks for pointing me in that direction. And as you say, the power to heal is ours. It is, and you've proved it, Roy. You've actually proved it. So, Super D, I know we've talked about silver in so many ways. You've used it in the gel form, in the spray form, and I don't know if there are any new stories with the dog. But, yes, our cats and dogs can benefit by it.
Well, you know, I've talked before about the silver that when I was raising kids, it was the go-to thing for eye infections, right?
Right.
You know, you just put it in the eye. And coincidentally, my son, who is not a little kid anymore, is in his 20s now, came over last night, had a fat infection in his eye, and I came over asking for it. Hey, you got any silver?
Yeah.
I handed him a jar and or a bottle, and I said, yeah, when you're done using it, bring it back. So,
right.
You know, it works wonders, especially for the eyes. So, yeah, have no worries about putting it in your eyes. You don't necessarily want to put the first aid gel in your eye. That's probably not the only...
for external use, but...
Yeah,
it wouldn't
yeah.
hurt you, but it's just like, it'd be... Like,
it'll knock it out, though. I mean, listen, kids get pink eye. That's just... It just happens. It's just like a rite of passage growing up.
Right.
And you drop it in there, you can usually knock that out in 24 hours, easy.
Yeah. Well, Roy, I'm glad that you tried something that we do here, and it worked for you. That's typically the case. And when it doesn't work for you, you're probably spraying it, well, look at this, like that. Here, I'm trying to spray my eye. Oh, wait, I missed my eye. That's why it didn't work. Get it in there. It'll work. Folks, got a lot more healing to go. Oh, the FDA, phase 3 or phase 4 attack on kratom. It's in force, but it's voluntary. We're going to get to it next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Scott Bell Show. Well, I acknowledge the passing of a legend at this point in America. 99 years old, Billy Graham passed away today. 99. Wow. Yep. Pretty impressive. I think they said he even had Parkinson's, but I don't remember seeing a video
too.
Of him. Was it cancer as well?
Yeah.
But, it said 99. Man, that's amazing. So condolences to the family of Billy Graham and, of course, all those who love Billy Graham and his message for so many decades and decades and decades. I'm sure we may talk to Ty about that as well. But for now, let's talk about something. How do we say it? You know?
What?
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't want to mention the FDA, but I have to here because they're at it again. They are so at it again. In fact, you know, when we talk about the good things, the things that are good for you, don't tell anybody about them because, especially if they're in the ingestible realm and you can buy it in a health food store, the Fear and Death Administration is not going to like this happening for much longer. And in particular, if it threatens a monopoly on treatment for something, don't mention it because it's going to gain the attention of the bureaucratic oligarchy, the evil bureaucratic oligarchy, and you know about them, and this is what you're going to hear.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Well, friends, the FDA team has struck again. They're now in phase four of their concerted attack effort, and they have a lot of help. They have willing accomplices in the mainstream media, and we're going to go through their phase one, two, and three. And now they're on to phase four today. Yes, that is the attack on Kratom. Super D, track us through it to how we got here.
Well, and I'm actually going to update the situation because I believe this is actually a phase five. And here's the reason why. Okay. About a year ago, we covered this, and we've tracked this the entire way here. About a year ago, there was an attempt to make Kratom a Schedule I drug, if you remember that. And,
I do.
You know, say, oh, this is dangerous. We're going to make this Schedule I. Well, the people that support Kratom, people that use Kratom, people whose lives have been saved by Kratom, got very vocal and managed to, and actually we had some allies in government as well on this situation. And so
right.
They kept the FDA from doing a Schedule I on Kratom. So fast forward then, about a year later, and this was just a few months ago, the FDA comes out and says, people are dying from Kratom. We've got 44 deaths that have been linked to Kratom. And the Huffington Post, among other places, and listen, I don't always have great things to say about HuffPo, but in this case, they did a great job at exposing how ridiculous these Kratom-related deaths were, how these deaths you could not track really, and trace to Kratom being the culprit in this person dying, right?
Yeah.
So that didn't work. So I think it's like a matter of like weeks, maybe not even a month later.
Pretty quick.
The FDA comes out and says, we have done a computer model, and we have determined that Kratom is now an opioid. Abracadabra, poof. It's an opioid. So now they decided they were going to demonize Kratom by making it opioid. Why would that work? Because right now, what is on the tip of everybody's tongue? The opioid crisis, right? We got to go after the opioids, got to get rid of the opioids. Opioids are killing people. So if you make Kratom an opioid, now you can go after it because now it's demonized, right? Well, then again, really hasn't gotten much traction. People are looking at this going, Kratom's not an opioid. What are you talking about? Oxycontin's an opioid.
Okay.
Fentanyl's an opioid.
Well,
right?
Because it acted on the same receptors. And yet there was a grand distinction that
we
had
don't
to
have
be made.
A Kratom crisis.
No.
I mean, even if you look at what they were trying to say, 44 deaths since 2011. 44 deaths.
None of them definitively linked to Kratom. None of them.
7 years. What are we looking at? You know, like less than seven deaths a year, if we were going to do it that way. And yet, over 100 people a day are dying from heroin and OxyContin and fentanyl, okay? So why are you sitting there trying to compare? This is not apples and apples. So, that didn't really work. Then we just covered yesterday, okay? Yesterday. The situation where they're now trying to tie salmonella. There's an outbreak of salmonella from Kratom.
It's the Chipotle dilemma.
And it's the mystery. The mystery outbreak. We don't know where it came from. We can't trace it to a supplier. We can't trace it to an actual product. But we have determined that Kratom is now giving people salmonella. Never in the history of Kratom, which I think has been used since like the 1990s, has there ever been a outbreak of salmonella or any bacterial type of outbreak. But now all of a sudden it does, right after they have failed to make it a Schedule One, they failed to tie a bunch of deaths to it, they failed to make it an opioid, now it's an outbreak. Well, I thought we had kind of covered the situation yesterday, and I was thinking, hey, let's move on to something else. Well, no. Because now the day after phase we covered
five.
That,
yeah,
phase five, the FDA now put out a news release, title of it, FDA oversees destruction and recall of Kratom products, and reiterates its concerns on risks associated with this opioid.
Man, they are quadrupling, quintupling down. Again, phase five here. Folks, this is more evidence that the FDA is the enemy of the people. It is not of... I find very little to look at and to say, my gosh, we are so much better off with having an FDA. No, because the things that they're endorsing, they're embracing, are the leading causes of death. The things that they say are causing death are actually gateways out of that death spiral, including the use of Kratom that is not contaminated with salmonella. Now, the FDA is saying that they're going to oversee the destruction and recall of Kratom products and reiterates its concerns on, again, we say that. Well, you can reiterate your concerns all you want, but there's no validity to them at this point. I mean, throw it out there. Give us something we can go, okay, they got us. That's the thing. Yeah, we were hiding it, right? It ain't there. But until they show it's there, it's not there. People aren't dying. I know young family business owners in the Orlando area. They've got two shops. Nobody is complaining. Nobody is crying. Nobody's calling poison control. And they've been at it for a number of years. You think at this point, if it was so dang dangerous, there would have been news reports in the Orlando Sentinel. Oh, my gosh, local business found poisoning the people of Orlando. It's not happening, folks. They're making stuff up, okay?
Just they're pulling out all the stops, dude.
They are,
I mean,
what do they know here? How desperate are they?
This is crazy, and I was suspicious. I'm not one to cater, you know, very quickly to conspiracies and things of that nature. I'm very skeptical.
There's a lot of complicity here. A lot of organizations, entities.
A lot of due diligence to these things when I see these things, suggest things. When I come up with one on my own,
yeah,
then I'm kind of like, wow, this is a bunch of crap, guys. Come on. It's so obvious that they are doing everything they can to go after Kratom. And again, I ask, why are they spending so much time, so much money, so many resources to go after Kratom and things like Imodium and things of that nature, when the thing that is actually killing people in this opioid epidemic and this crisis are things like OxyContin and fentanyl, and prescription opioids. That's what's killing people, not Kratom.
Not Kratom. And so what they're really protecting is the monopoly on medicine. And, of course, here they're not selling it as a drug. Kratom is sold as a dietary supplement with no drug claims. But that's not enough. Obviously, people are getting wind of it, even though the companies that are selling it are not labeling it for the use. They're not telling people to use it for that. It's just word of mouth. People are finding out, hey, it's helping. It's working. And the people want to go above and beyond the slave masters, in this case, at the Fear and Death Administration, and they will have none of it. They are pulling out all the stops. Now, folks, I want to tell you this. For all my friends that are in the health food industry, for all my friends that have Kratom bars and shops, the FDA announced a voluntary destruction and recall. This means it's not required, it's not the law, but it's voluntary. What does that mean? Well, to them it means, well, you're going to comply because you're too afraid of the Fear and Death Administration. It's time to rebel. It's time to rebel against an unlawful, unconstitutional, bureaucratic oligarchy that is more invested in killing and addicting you, not necessarily in that order, than in helping you guide your way out of the mess, out of the nightmare, out of the death and destruction. This is voluntary. Do not volunteer. You understand? Make them change the definition of volunteer to mandatory, and then we got something to fight, because they count on this. You can't sue them because it's voluntary. Oh, it wasn't a, you didn't have to turn it in, but the effect of calling for a voluntary recall is basically you're going to comply because you know we're going to harass you until you're out of business. And in the meantime, you can't sue them because they didn't say it was mandatory. You didn't have to do it, so why'd you close your doors? Well, in effect, you're going to be harassed out of your business unless you all stand up and put an end to this. Send your letters, your cards to the Trump administration, Donald Trump, anybody and everybody. We're going to talk about this with Jonathan Emord tomorrow when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty. But first and foremost, or second and tertiary to all of this, I've got to stop and pause and come back to, one of you guys. Who's asking the question? Oh, it's Nathan that's asking the question. I'm not even going to play the question of the day theme because I don't have time and I don't want to lose this. But Nathan, our buddy in Kentucky with the health food store there, I understand that if a person supplements with adequate selenium, there was no easy segue there, Dr. Batar. I know if you're listening, you're going to rattle. There was no easy segue out to this, but I've just got to do it. I understand that if a person supplements with adequate selenium, that there isn't a need for coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, because selenium encourages the body to produce adequate CoQ10 on its own. That's true. For those on statin drugs where the liver is blocked from producing CoQ10, is it enough then to supplement with selenium alone? Or is it necessary to add in the CoQ10 as well, Nathan? Well, it's a very valid question. It's a good question. And I would say, to me, there's no harm in having them on CoQ10 as well because you're kind of bypassing something that may not be being produced because they're destroying their liver on a statin drug. So it's a crutch, albeit a holistically sort of semi-natural crutch by taking coenzyme Q10 supplements. But the idea of taking a statin drug, it's malpractice from the word go. Cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease. And if you take a drug to destroy your liver, all drugs will do that. Statins happen to do it more directly than some of the others. So go ahead, put them on CoQ10 and selenium. But put them on homeopathic liver drainage remedies, and Super Don will visit them and make them do a coffee enema if they keep this up. All right, you heard it here.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957.
The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours today, 6 days a week, right here in our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCNlive.com. Also, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and when we can, the YouTube simulcast. Those of y'all watching, you're getting some bonus coverage on the breaks as well. We got lots of interaction there in the chat room. Quite a nice community, I think. And Super Don, you were railing on going local in response to the opioid crisis, the epidemics, the addiction. Ultimately, yes, because we have to deal with it on that localist of local level, that person, a human, needing help. How do they get help? Is it going to be more drugs approved by the Fear and Death Administration, or will it be things like Kratom? Will it be CBD? These kinds of things. Acupuncture, as we talk about, detox, liver support, all of these things, selenium, minerals, etc., chromium. But that's not going to be solved, as you said, at the federal level. The only thing I've said that Trump could do is to rein in the FDA, which at this point hasn't really happened all that much, other than his overt call for the right to try, right? That puts on notice the FDA, stop persecuting, prosecuting, or stopping people from trying things to save their lives, end-of-life scenario. But he has the capacity potentially to do that. Has he done it? Not yet. Again, they're going after homeopathy. We've talked about it. Kratom's just the latest. The best thing I could say going forward would be to dismantle the FDA. But barring that happening at the federal level, you begin to nullify it on the localist of local level all the way up to the state level. And say, you know what? Fear and Death Administration has no jurisdiction here in our state. Back off. Our people need access to Kratom. Right? This is what I said. And I said, inevitably, the FDA will do themselves in, just like the medical profession is doing themselves in, by forcing this idea that vaccines are manna from heaven. Keep at it. SB 277, Dr. Richard Pan in California. You keep at it, and it's going to force people to leave in droves from the medical profession. And that's the inevitability, because you can't see that you squeeze the people hard enough, they will leave you. They will squeeze right out of your fingers. Speaking of squeezing fingers, I guess finger food, perhaps. This is a story about a woman, blogger, who was, yes, they're calling her a healthy food blogger, and apparently she almost died from her, as they call it, dieting obsession. Now, if your diet is to take picture of food and never eat it, I guess that could be problematic. But they're calling her orthorexic, and they're blaming her obsession with healthy foods as the danger she faced because, well, in reality, she plain took pictures of it, and by the time she would eat it, she said the food had gone bad. Now, there's another word for that.
What the hell?
There's another word for that. I think, I don't know, yeah. Anal retentive is one thing. I mean, it's the point of obsessive compulsiveness, perfectionism. There's such a point where, like, just take the picture already so you can eat the healthy food that you're showing off.
This sounds ridiculous. It does. Okay.
You got to see this.
So, yes, and you do. And I would encourage you to go to the show notes, click on it, because if you look at the pictures of the food that she was taking pictures of,
yeah,
I mean, this is, like, awesome. I'm looking at this. My mouth is watering. I'm going, wow. These are just fantastic dishes, and they look nutritious.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that because of the food that she was mm-hmm. taking pictures of, if she had been eating that food,
she'd be fine.
She would be fine. Yeah. But literally, she took so long to take pictures of the nutritious food mm-hmm. that she didn't end up eating the food.
Yeah,
and
so,
they say that she had some kind of eating disorder, which she did not have.
You could say anorexia via addiction to food porn. I mean, honestly, you know, this is an addiction. If it's addiction, it's addiction to pictures of your food. So obsessed with getting the perfect angle, the perfect light. That how long does it take a picture of your plate of food before you can't eat it? There's a problem there. I acknowledge there's something wrong there. But it's not orthorexia. There's another obsession involved here. And I don't mean to say that this means she needs to be on a psychotropic drug. No, there's other things going on. But it is not orthorexia. It may be anorexia. No. But
and
orthorexia,
this is one of those situations where we've talked about how social media is causing all kinds of problems with, mm-hmm. with younger people. Because they're looking for admiration and likes and affirmations and stuff.
External
and so that's kind
validation.
Of,
yeah.
That's what was going on here. She wanted people to like her pictures, but she didn't eat any of the food that was in the pictures. And then she ended up having a problem.
If you keep the food outside of your body, looking for external edification, it's
eat
not going
it.
To help. Yeah, eat it, please. Open up your mouth and feed it. Well, she's actually been eating. There's pictures of her. She put the weight back on, looking a lot better. Folks, we got an even better hour coming up because Ty Bollinger is at the ready, and we're going to go outside the box together. Yes, we will talk about some controversial things. So tune out now if you can't handle it and you're a snowflake. Go ahead and melt. But we'll be back after the news because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.